You're listening to Morning Edition on GPB. I'm Joshua Stewart. We're entering day four of a government shutdown after congressional leaders couldn't come to a budget agreement Monday night. The impasse has leaders on both sides talking about each other, but not so much to each other.
You know, in times like this, the American people expect their leaders to come together and to try to find ways to resolve their differences. The president reiterated one more time tonight that he will not negotiate.
The proof is watching the House Republicans because they've lost their minds.
At its core, Congress is a workplace. Coworkers tackle projects together. They have to work as a team to get things done. How do you do that when disagreements are so stark? Our resident workplace expert, Brandon Smith, is here to talk about finding some compromise. Good morning.
Good morning.
Brandon, I have to assume that the work lessons that we can learn from all of this, things not to do at work.
I think you're exactly right. I think what we've got here is just folks not acting like adults in the workplace. So what adults do really well, first and most importantly, they're able to step back and recognize what needs to get done. It doesn't mean it's fun. It doesn't mean it's comfortable. But they're able to step back and say, at the end of the day, this has to get done. And then they're able to have the conversations they need to have. And then they compromise. They plan. And then they commit.
We've got a little bit of the recognition is we've got to deal with the budget, but you're not seeing those other three things is what you're saying.
Yeah, we're not seeing the kind of say, all right, let's sit down and really talk about this because at the end of the day, we got to get this done. It means that I'm not going to get everything I want and you may not get everything you want, but the best interests of the country, which is what we're talking about here, is that we do this.
I mean, this happens in workplaces every day.
If we translate to the workplace, then it's the best interest of the company is this. So where we often see this kind of thing is when you've got unions, perhaps, that have to negotiate. You know, the unions have one interest, and then the leadership of the company may have a different interest. But when they do agree, what we do see is they'll both come to the table and they'll say, you know, we really want what's best for the company. Because if the company is healthy, we have jobs.
In the case of Congress, you have two vastly different views of what's best. How do you bring that together in a compromise? Whether you're talking about in Congress or you're talking about when you've got two people across the table trying to figure out the best way to approach a project and what you think and what I think are completely different.
Yep. You've probably heard this phrase before. You should seek to understand, not to be right. We should be seeking to understand the other person's perspective. Get curious. Learn more about why they view it that way. Look for those threads that are similar. I promise you there's got to be something that is common. If we can identify those commonalities and identify the core root need, then maybe there's room for compromise. The other piece you can do is show a little more vulnerability. We're not seeing a lot of vulnerability. It feels like a political chess match versus someone sitting down and saying, look, here's why I feel this way. And I still feel this way, but I want to hear why you feel the way you feel, and let's talk about a way to reach a solution. Because at the end of the day, I think that's what we both want. It's a solution.
Brandon Smith is our go-to guy for working and career issues. Thanks, Brandon.
My pleasure.
Brandon teaches about leadership, communication, and workplace culture at Georgia State and Emory Universities. He's also a workplace consultant and career coach. Read his blog at gpb.org.